听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. You are so lucky because you are studying English with us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time to join us. My name is Steve. Well, first, I should say to all of you fathers out there, Happy Father's Day. Congratulations on being a dad. This is the second day of our holidays feature called A Day for Dad. The question we're asking is, how should we celebrate Dad's big day? Yesterday, a few fathers said they would just enjoy spending time with their children, chatting, and having a meal together. In today's lesson, some fathers give a different answer, and we'll look at those after we glance at the word bank. Our first and only word is gesture, as in, the card from Becky was a wonderful gesture of friendship. Okay, today's reading starts on page 21 in your magazines. Let's read together.
A Day for Dad. For fathers with young children, a simple gesture of appreciation is more than enough for Father's Day. Chris from Los Angeles has 3 children under the age of 7. He says, I would love any sort of card or picture or note that they have made to tell me that they love me as a father. I will treasure those forever. Bruce lives in Beijing and has a 2-year-old daughter, Emma. He says, what I really want for Father's Day is a hug, a kiss, a smile, and a picture she painted.
Friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and happy Father's Day. I know there are a lot of fathers out there, and today is your special day, so we want to wish you a very happy Father's Day. Now, as you know, we've been talking about this special day, and we've met a few fathers and tried to give you some ideas of how you can show your appreciation to your father. And right now, we're going to give you an idea for fathers with young children, what kind of appreciation are they looking for?
Well, a simple gesture is more than enough for fathers of young children. As you can probably imagine, a young child doesn't really have the money to take his father out to an expensive restaurant. So a simple gesture is what a father would like to see from a young child. And when we talk about a gesture, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, we're usually talking about an action or something that shows an attitude. And here, because we're talking about a gesture of appreciation, we're talking about some kind of action that shows that you appreciate your father. Now, there can be rude gestures and there can be friendly gestures. These are all actions that show what's on the inside.
And simple gestures are very big gestures, but most fathers are not expecting really big and grand gestures from their children, especially if the children are young. Even just a little colored picture or being able to spend some time with the child is more than enough for these fathers. So let's meet another father. He is from Los Angeles in America. His name is Chris. And he has 3 children under the age of 7. Oh, he is a busy dad.
He is a busy dad. He has his hands full, we might say. But he goes on to tell us that he would love any sort of card or picture or note that his children have made to tell him that they love him as a father. Now, I remember being a young child and making my father cards and pictures for Father's Day, and I'm sure some of these are probably still at my house and we could dig them out. from long, long time ago.
Well, yeah, possibly, because this father here says that he will treasure those little, those cards and notes forever. And if you treasure something, that means that you keep it as a very valuable possession. You keep it as a treasure.
That's really sweet to think about as well, because dads love that. They love it when their kids do something just for them, and a lot of these dads will treasure these little gifts, these little cards and notes. Well, let's move now all the way to Beijing, and we're going to meet a father named Bruce. Bruce lives in Beijing, and he is a 2-year-old named Emma, his daughter. And by the way, there are some great pictures of these dads with their kids in the magazine, so I hope you'll check out right now the picture of Bruce and Emma.
Bruce's answer is very similar to Chris's answer. When asked what he wants for Father's Day, he says, "What I really want is a hug, a kiss, a smile, and a picture she painted." Now, this gives the idea that fathers not only want to spend time with their families and children and maybe receive small gifts, but they really want to feel that love. A hug and a kiss and a smile, those are all ways to show your father that you love him.
Yeah, and I can understand what Bruce is saying here. When I was a very, very young child, I remember not being very good at writing English and not being very good at drawing pictures. But I do remember spending a little bit of time writing a little note, probably with the help of an older brother or sister, and drawing a little picture, giving it to my dad, and he really appreciated it.
Well, you know what I always used to give my dad was a candy bar because my dad loves chocolate and he was always very careful not to eat too much. But Father's Day was his day to get a little bit of chocolate, to get some his favorite kind of candy bar. So as kids, we always knew that we would go out and buy him a few candy bars and he would enjoy those for the next few weeks.
You know what I really love about all of these ideas and the examples that you guys are giving is that all of these gifts really don't cost that much money. I know sometimes people equate good gifts with something that's expensive, but all of these fathers are pointing out that all they really want is love and smiles and maybe homemade paintings and cards and time. None of that costs money, and I think that's great.
And I can tell you for sure, the picture that I would have given my dad that I would have drawn, it would not have been very high quality. I don't think it would have sold for very much on the internet.
But I bet he still has it somewhere in the house. Well, we hope that you have taken the time to do something to show your appreciation to your father. We're going to come back and continue talking about Father's Day, but right now we need to take a break. First, let's watch today's skit. Oh, yes, stop it! Hey!
That's a dollar.
Shh! Dad told us to be quiet. He's sleeping.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good. We can plan some more good surprises for Father's Day.
Yeah! Let's think what else we can do for dear old Dad. How can we show a simple gesture of appreciation?
Oh, I know. We can make a card. We can write a note inside and say, "We love you, Daddy."
Yeah, and we can put our pictures inside, too.
Yeah, what a great surprise. Dad's going to love it.
He'll treasure it forever.
Mm-hmm. Our daddy is the best. On Father's Day, I'm going to give him a big hug and say, "I love you."
Well, I'm going to paint a picture for Daddy, too.
Oh. I wish we could win the lottery. Then we could give Dad everything he wants.
Yeah, but you know, Father's Day is more than just giving stuff.
No, I guess so. It's more than eating cake and giving gifts.
Yeah, Father's Day means showing respect for dear old Dad.
Respect? Do you think that's what Dad really wants?
Well, I'm not real sure.
Well, hey, I have an idea. Well, let's wake him up and ask him.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Daddy!
Oh, Daddy! Wake up, Daddy!
Wake up, we have a question.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, are you having trouble thinking of what to give your father on Father's Day? How about a picture or a handmade card, a note or a drawing or a painting? Dads like Bruce from Beijing love that kind of stuff. But Bruce isn't finished yet. There's still something else that he would like to see from his daughter, and we'll find out what that is after we visit the word bank. Our first word is the noun orphanage. The goal of this orphanage is to find a family for each of the children. Next is the word lottery. Buy a ticket for this lottery. The winner gets a new car. And lastly, the preposition regarding. Regarding my trip in October, I haven't made any final plans yet. Okay, let's let Bruce continue. We're still on page 21, but now we're on line 14.
A day for Dad. He continues, I also want to see Emma share her blessings with other kids and help with kids in orphanages. Sun Wen De in Hualien jokes that it would be great if a family member could win the lottery and buy him a car for Father's Day. But he concludes that it's not the stuff that's important. The significance of Father's Day is in children respecting their parents, making them happy, he says. Regarding how to celebrate or whether or not to eat cake or give gifts, these are all small matters. Of course, the best way to know just what your dad wants is simple. Ask him.
Just before the break, we met Bruce from Beijing, and Bruce shared with us that he would love to get a hug and a kiss and a smile and a painting from his daughter for Father's Day. But now he continues, I also want to see Emma share her blessings with other kids and help with kids in orphanages. Now, I happen to think that this is a great idea, a great way that kids can give something to their father and to other people for Father's Day.
Certainly. And that word orphanages is a word that we use when we're talking about a home or a place where children live, specifically children without parents. So this would be a very appropriate, fitting way to celebrate Father's Day, I think, for a daughter and her father to go spend time with orphans at an orphanage.
And encourage them as well. And it teaches the daughter from a young age to learn how to help others. So that's a very neat idea that Bruce has. Well, let's move on. We're going to meet another father from Hualien. His name is Sun Wen De. And in Hualien, that's where he lives. And he jokes that it would be great if a family member could win the lottery and buy him a car for Father's Day. Now, I'm glad one father kind of has a good sense of humor here, and he wants something big. He wants more than a hug and a kiss, right?
And the lottery would be one way to do that. Now, a lottery is the giving out of money or maybe prizes from a drawing. So I know in America, a lot of people play the lottery, we could say. They buy tickets every week, and then they hope that the numbers on their tickets match the winning numbers, and sometimes people win a lot of money.
That's right. Yeah, if you win the lottery, you win a lot of money. So maybe that would be winning enough money to buy your father a car for Father's Day.
But again, he is joking, isn't he?
Right.
That would be fun, and that would be wonderful, but he concludes that it's not the stuff that's important. The significance of Father's Day is in children respecting their parents and making them happy. So he has a good sense of humor. He likes to joke around that he would like a car, but he knows that the most important part is just the children showing respect for their parents and doing things to bring their parents joy.
And I think that's been a common theme from all of the fathers that we've learned about and heard from over the past couple of days. All they really want for Father's Day is time with their families and love and something simple. It doesn't have to be anything big and fancy, and it doesn't even have to cost a lot of money. Now, Son Wonder goes on to tell us a little bit more. Chip, what does he say here in conclusion?
Well, he says, regarding how to celebrate. And if you begin a sentence with that word regarding, that usually means that it would mean the same thing as considering how to celebrate, or maybe on the topic of how to celebrate, or whether or not to eat cake or give gifts. These are all small matters. And actually, we have some did you know that can tell us a little bit more about what dads really want for Father's Day.
What do fathers want for Father's Day? An online poll taken by InteractiveDad.com in 2008 had some interesting results. 36% of fathers said they wanted to eat out with their family. 13% said they wanted something electronic like a cell phone, iPod, or GPS device. And 8% of fathers said what they wanted most was time alone to do what they want.
Now that's an interesting list, isn't it? And I'm just curious about you, Chip and Chelsea, if you've ever bought something on this list that would be something your dad really wanted, or if you ever got him something that he didn't want. Maybe he was polite about it, but he never used.
Well, I remember when I was a young child saving up my money or my allowance that I got each week and not having very much, but going to the store and buying my dad a bottle of cologne, which I'm sure was very cheap and not the best cologne out there, but I know he appreciated it anyway.
Yeah, and I am certain that I got my father a tie, probably several ties, actually, through the years. But I finally started taking my father out to go play golf, and I think he really enjoys that because he likes golf, and I like golf, and it's a way to spend time together with each other.
That is a great idea. I used to buy my dad golf coupons so he could golf for free at the local golf course, and he loved that. So if your dad is into sports, maybe you can think of a sports-related gift. If he likes to read, you could buy him a book. If he likes to shop online and maybe buy different things, you can buy gift certificates and he can purchase things online. There are so many gifts you can give, but try to think outside of the box. Don't just go for the tie or the cologne, right?
That's right. You know your father better than most people. So try to think of something that would be very special to him, very significant to him. Even if it doesn't cost money, that would be great. I'm sure he would love it. And our article finishes off by telling us, of course, the best way to know just what your dad wants is simple. You have to ask him. Sometimes it just takes asking a question. What would you like for Father's Day?
That's right. And if you ask him, he'll probably be able to tell you what he wants for Father's Day. So that's all we have today here in the studio. But we are going to visit the chat room before we leave. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. Today, we continue to look at our lesson on Father's Day.
Doris, our lesson mentions the significance of Father's Day. Let's talk about this word, significance. Is it the same as importance?
Well, significance and importance have overlapping meanings. So significance is a good word to use when we're looking for a different word other than importance. For example, instead of saying a matter of great importance, you can say it's a matter of great significance.
So the same also applies to the adjective, right? Can I call an important discovery a significant discovery?
Sure, you can. Or an important date can be called a significant date. But there are some other definitions of significant we need to be aware of.
Okay, what are they?
Well, if we talk about a significant increase, we're talking about a fairly large amount or quantity. Significant can also mean expressive or suggestive. For example, a significant gesture.
I see. Significant 跟 important 两个字都是重要、重大的意思。一般来讲可以通用，所以我们写作的时候可以换着用，不要老是用 important。但是要注意的是 ,significant 是更强烈的一个形容词，它不但描述重要，也有着有意义、具关键性影响力的意味。另外呢 ,significant 也可以表示显著的。比如说 a significant increase, 显著的增加。significant 也可以指具有某种暗示的。比如说 a significant gesture, 一个有暗示性的手势。Doris, what about a significant other? What's that?
Well, a significant other is a person you love who is important to you. It usually refers to the person you share a long-term relationship with. It may be your wife or your husband.Boyfriend or girlfriend.
Significant other 是现在很流行的一个用语，字面上是重要的另一位，指的就是你的伴侣，你的最爱，你的另一半。
And here's something significant, today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看 gesture 这个名词，注意 T 在这里是发 ch 的音念成 gesture。Gesture 在这里是指表示友好的动作。例如 ,hugging is a gesture of friendship in many Western cultures. 拥抱在许多西方文化中是友谊的象征。或者是 ,a toast from the host is considered a gesture of respect. 主人敬酒是一种尊敬的表示。Gesture 也指手势或姿势。例如 ,the natives here communicate with us through gestures.这里的原住民用手势和我们沟通。接下来我们看的是 orphanage 这个名词。orphanage 是指孤儿院或育幼院，例如 ,the orphanage is in desperate need of more funds so it can continue to operate. 这家孤儿院急迫的需要资金来持续运作。去掉字尾的 age,orphan 就是指孤儿。例如 ,many orphans in Vietnam were adoptedby Americans after the Vietnam War. 越战之后许多越南的孤儿被美国人领养。最后我们看的是 regarding 这个介系词。regarding 是指有关某件事或某人。例如 ,regarding the annual budget, the accounting department will give us a full report. 有关年度预算的部分会计部门会给我们完整的报告。或者是The teacher called and said that he needed to discuss some matters regarding my son. 老师打电话告诉我他需要跟我讨论一些和我儿子有关的事情。And that concludes our language tips today. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
A Day for Dad. For fathers with young children,A simple gesture of appreciation is more than enough for Father's Day. Chris from Los Angeles has 3 children under the age of 7. He says, I would love any sort of card or picture or note that they have made to tell me that they love me as a father. I will treasure those forever. Bruce lives in Beijing and has a 2-year-old daughter, Emma. He says,What I really want for Father's Day is a hug, a kiss, a smile, and a picture she painted. He continues, I also want to see Emma share her blessings with other kids and help with kids in orphanages. Sun Wen De in Hualien jokes that it would be great if a family member could win the lottery and buy him a car for Father's Day.But he concludes that it's not the stuff that's important. The significance of Father's Day is in children respecting their parents, making them happy, he says. Regarding how to celebrate or whether or not to eat cake or give gifts, these are all small matters. Of course, the best way to know just what your dad wants is simple. Ask him.
So, according to our last 2 fathers, the big joy of being a father is in watching their children grow into people of character. Children who are kind and giving. children who know what respect and integrity are. If you're a father, again, I wish you a great Father's Day. And for everyone else, I hope you have a wonderful day as well. Friends, have you ever heard the idiom, busy as a beaver? If not, you'll need to know it for Monday's lesson. It's titled, As Busy as Beavers. So until we meet again, everyone, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.